This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 12th,
2018. 12-12-18.
Yes, 12-12-18. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Matt, man. How you doing?
Fine, you?
Doing well, sir. All amped up. I've been up for 4 hours. I'm excited as hell.
Why?
I had stuff to do around the house.
What are you going to do this afternoon, then?
I don't know. Eat meatloaf and sleep.
Did you play Red Dead?
No, not this morning. I played about 15 minutes total yesterday. I didn't have any time. I was busy.
You didn't clean like a meth head?
No.
I got the hell scared out of me on there yesterday.
How?
See, in video game world, is it like... can you talk ahead? In other words, or do you have to do spoiler alerts and stuff when it's a storyline?
Yeah, I think so.
You know that one area near a mountain where you think, oh, there's a tiny little cabin. I'll just open the door and see if there's something in here I can loot.
Yeah.
And then here's a big surprise. I don't know if you came upon that.
I've come across a few things similar to that. I don't know.
I'll tell you off there, because one time before when I mentioned something, I got a bunch of crap from people. So I haven't seen it yet, man.
There was an update to it the other day, and there's some different stuff I saw on there when I did play yesterday.
That might have been what it was, because it was shocked. Like, it scared me. Like, yeah. I don't think I've ever been scared that much on a video game, unless I was playing against the Raiders on Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, man, you couldn't beat them. Couldn't handle Bo.
Impossible. It was like being the Generals playing the Globetrotters.
Couldn't handle Tecmo Bo.
Or the Wade Hampton Generals playing anybody.
Or Marcus Allen, too. I forgot about that 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was quite shocking. I was jolted.
Okay.
I'll tell you off there.
I'm looking for
you don't want to, you might not want to know if you ain't seen it yet.
Have you seen, like, the evidence of, like, a serial killer in the game? Where you come across, like, a... part of a body, and then there, later on you find another one, then there's another one to find, and you
just poachers, but not humans.
Eventually you'll find the guy, I guess. I'm trying to find him. I haven't found him yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I want to find that. Or her. Could be a lady.
That's dark.
Could be a lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's that bounty? A couple $100?
No, it isn't like a bounty thing. You just keep finding these evidence of it, like corpses.
Corpses.
Ooh. I think it's the Powers Booth looking ringleader you run with. Maybe he did it.
I think it's Dutch.
Dutch.
I'd suspect Micah.
I enjoy the photographer on there. Oh, let me tell you what I did yesterday. Really, and this last thing I'll say, because I know how people are about that, too. Oh, yeah, I don't play that game. It bores me when you talk about it. But one thing, this is about me more than it is the game. So you'll love it then. I went to Strawberry. It's a town in the game. It's a country, like a small town out west. And I got on top of the hotel. And I waited for two stagecoaches to come simultaneously to that one, what would be a four-way stop in today's times.
Yeah.
And it was two stagecoaches got there. And I literally sat there for like 10, 12 minutes just waiting for the perfect timing to throw a stick of dynamite. And I blew up two stagecoaches. Horses just going everywhere, man. And then I got like 18 bounty hunters, and they just... They shot me so hard that it slow motioned the end with me dying. Like,
oh,
sometimes
like,
you get
do it to them and hit them good.
Sometimes you get, dude, I was getting hit like boom, boom, like I was getting hit with punches, but it was with bullets.
Well, you can't get out of town fast enough when they come after you.
Yeah.
Well, especially, I'm wanted dead or alive in most towns now. It's more than just the bounty. Like, they'll shoot me on, I can't even, like, surrender.
I keep turning around and going back because when I outrun the red circle, I'm like, okay, I'm cool now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I go back to town and I'm still wanted.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, let me go back out in the woods for a bit. That's where I died and got kicked by the horse.
That's why I just decided to go out hunting and hog-tying people and robbing them.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun. Man, it's the best game of all time.
It is. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
When I did play yesterday, one of the thing that I came across that I hadn't seen before in the game was I came across a meeting around a burning cross, at one point. But yesterday I came across three of them dudes, and they were trying to raise the cross up. That was funny.
Did you stop them?
No, I just watched to see what happened.
Oh.
You want to help us out, buddy?
They give you that option. Like, there's one part of the game, you give the option to help out a particular woman, or you can decide to leave her there.
Y'all have fire arrows?
I got poison-tipped darts.
You should craft the fire arrows.
Oh.
I stuck one in.
I'd rather play Javier to do it for me.
All you need some, I think Charles will do it for you. All you need is some animal fat, I believe, and you can craft fire arrows. It's beautiful.
Jesus.
It's beautiful.
I stuck a couple in a horse biscuit. That's about it.
Is that a euphemism for something?
What are you talking about?
Doo-doo.
Man, those horses poop a lot.
Anytime, Fatboy asked me that when I first started, he said, you get to see the horses crap? I said, anytime they stop.
And, yeah, a lot,
and
too.
It's like, it's not like a like an ice cream machine, you know.
But it's not like the circle.
No. It's like, it's almost like they're vape crapping.
Yes.
Like, it's just synthetic.
Blowing
I know
clouds.
It's a video. Yeah, it's like clouds of poop that are just falling to the ground. And they're not there once they hit the ground.
No, they are, if you can see.
Really?
Yeah, you see them some.
You don't put them in your never-ending satchel?
Dude, that thing's huge, isn't it?
You got a lantern in there and all kind of stuff.
Like 14 wolf hearts?
Yeah.
All just wrapped in the same loincloth?
Got 15 pocket watches in that thing with a lantern and... like 18 pounds of meat from different animals?
Silver earrings.
I'm in a podunk town where nobody will buy stuff off me. The shopkeeper don't buy, the butcher don't buy what I got.
Keep playing.
Oh, yeah. One day you'll get to the fence.
Yeah.
God, man. Oh, so far ahead.
Get to the fence.
I'm just now at the part where I kick the guy's ass in the mud.
Oh, that part's fun, dude. He's a big guy.
Yep.
It's like fighting Fat Boy.
I got thrown through the saloon window.
That's why I'm sitting there. So last thing, we'll trail off on the video game because does it like sit there and make you think about like American history?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, why is it like I get that this land was here for a long, long time before, you know, Columbus or whoever came here and all, but why is it that over in other countries, there's cobblestone roads that have been around for thousands and thousands of years. Here, everything was in the mud. Everything was just like mud, like, you know.
What's the point in dressing up?
Is that why they called you a stick in the mud?
I guess.
I mean, literally, everything was just wet. And so it was like, through World War I, like, everything was just sopping wet in this country.
Unless that was the first gay bar in town. It's funny how people would text in. Either you talk about it too much, or they'll say, "Have you done this? Have you done that?"
Oh yeah, it's a mixed bag. You're never gonna. Not everybody's gonna be in every conversation or enjoy it, but
yeah.
I highly recommend the game. I really do.
If you know somebody who wants it and you don't get it for them for Christmas, you're a jerk.
This is the game like old people would play. Like
dude,
your grandpa would play.
Your grandpa would love this.
Dude, yes.
Like hop along Cassidy in there, buddy.
Because it's all like, from what I can tell, historically accurate, as they would say.
Yeah. Arthur Morgan's harder than John Wayne was.
He's a badass. Last question. Do you shave?
Yeah, I did it too much.
Oh, no.
I took too much off.
Oh, man. I've got a rocking beard on there, too.
What am I supposed to do? Just stay in camp till it grows back?
Well, it'll keep you from they won't know what you look like all the time if you keep changing your look.
Can I not hook up with any of the girls like in camp?
That's not Arthur's prerogative, from what I've seen.
You walk up to them and like nobody bends over, grabs you, nothing happens.
Again, go take a bath. Get the deluxe bath. Get the deluxe bath.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Mary Beth as far as the girls of the camp go. She's sweet.
Yeah, but
Karen's the fun one. She's drunk.
Karen. That's the one that was in the house.
You know, it's like, oh, here we go. Okay, rabbit hole, get back out.
I know.
It was hard for women way back then. I was saying about that while I was playing the game, too.
It's hard for everybody, man. Life would have sucked. Everybody stunk.
Yeah, but dudes were allowed to stink. But, like, women, like, they're out there, and they're. And I know it's... I'm trying to make fun of old Al Sharpton, and I'm saying it wrong.
Accurate.
Accurate.
Yeah.
There we go. These women are out there in their corset dresses and these long dresses, like those old denim long dresses. And they're just fanning away. And it's like, If y'all had any sense, you'd have on a miniskirt right now.
They didn't exist.
They knew how to cut a skirt down. They had shears.
You know, like when you go to purchase a bath and he says, yeah, I need a wash.
I need a wash.
I thought when the chick said, can we go to town? I'm like, we're all going to hook up.
This text, I swear to God, me and my buddy were saying the other day, y'all must get paid to endorse or do commercials for Red Dead Redemption 2 because that's all y'all talk about. It's when at least three of the four, it's rare for all four of us to be into the same thing or same TV show or whatever.
Yeah, about the only things we agree on all four is that The Rock is hot.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it.
Absolutely.
I would do them. And if I kept my...
I'd take sloppy seconds after you.
I just think he's hot. I'm hands off.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, he's beautiful, and plus he's got that smile on the eyebrow.
You'd vote for him in 2020, wouldn't you?
I think I would.
Yeah. I'd
help
him fix his cuff.
I would help him fix everything. I follow him on Instagram, and I watch what he eats.
Yeah.
He's like,
you wouldn't tell him the barn door was open, would you?
I don't know what I'd tell him.
Yeah. He'd open it.
It means his zipper's open.
Yeah. Oh, I would just
I wasn't talking in Red Dead terms.
I was like, where are we?
I'd like
West?
A wash.
A wash.
And a room for the night, please. You ever sleep for 20 hours on there at a time?
Yeah, sometimes. I did that the other day.
God,
the
you
next
can.
Morning.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to do now.
Yeah. Be like your real life.
They don't have TV yet.
Go sleep.
So tomorrow is the big day. Tomorrow is the Planet's Not So Silent Night Christmas concert party with POD Nonpoint and Islander.
Yeah.
And
big news, man.
Big news.
They've added 7-Year Witch to the bill.
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic news. You talk about a badass local rock and roll band, 7-Year Witch. You will not, look, no offense to anybody who plays, but you will not find a band around here as bad as 7-Year Witch. And by bad, I mean good.
You mean good bad.
Yeah, I mean like 90s bad
like
good.
Badass.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that fat boy you went to school with, one of them? Isn't there a connection with you and them?
They all look young to me, man.
Who was it again?
7-Year Witch.
Oh, no, not that I know of.
Oh, I thought you popped for them the other day when he said them.
They're young guys.
Unless we shared a dining experience somewhere.
Could be. Hmm.
Good band, though. It's like, yeah. Man, now you get four bands, $20, $5 a band, down from $6.66.
It wasn't that. That's not $20 even. But four bands now is $5 each, you're right.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow night at the Firmament. You can text NIGHT, N-I-G-H-T, to 72341 and check out the ticket availability.
Yeah, man. Show starts at 7 o'clock. You can come out and hang out with me and Matthew from 5:30 to 6:30, VIP 1, early entry status.
In the bar.
$25 for that, $20 general admission.
Yes.
We're worth $5 just like the bands are, apparently.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We want to tell ourselves that they're paying to the meet and greet with us, but truly it's to get in the bar early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get in early. You get some of that Pilsner because I bet they'll sell out of the Pilsner tomorrow night during that show.
How crazy is that? It's like Inception. For years, we've worked on it, and finally the whole beer thing is happening, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. And now our beer is now sponsoring concerts.
Yes!
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I love it, Matthew.
Golly. And we should sponsor Christmas. Golly. So we have tickets to that today. We'll also have those Rise Guys P1 Pilsner beer boxes and WWE tickets. The Road to WrestleMania coming to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in March.
February, right?
February.
End of February, like 24th.
That would be, I think you could Christmas gift those up if you need to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, unless you want to go.
Yeah.
Go, but I'm just thinking in gift terms.
Yeah, and if you win the tickets to Not So Silent Night tomorrow night, you go to the show and then give somebody the box for Christmas if you want to give it to another P1. Or part it out, like Matt said.
Part it out.
You keep the box and give somebody glasses and a hat and you keep a shirt and
I watched a table of P1s at Wings, etc. They won. Or somebody at the table won the beer box that they were raffling off.
Yeah.
And then they split it up, and they were doing some kind of drawing to see who got the shirt and who got the glass and everything. And then
those guys who work for the carpet cleaning company were sharing their box, too.
Well, yeah. And, yeah, that was the guy who got stuck with the coasters.
Mm-hmm.
Which, they're still good coasters. I mean, my Lord.
They rock, paper, scissors for it, I think.
Yeah, that's what it was. We also today will count down the top five Rise Guys parody songs of 2K18.
Yes.
Yesterday we did the Fatboy Diet songs. Today it's all the top five, just all collective Rise Guys songs.
Yes, it is. It'll be even better.
as defined by your plays and requests and podcast downloads and all that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have some fun today. We would love to talk with you at any point. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. The Carolina VaporMill.com text line is 72341 as we emanate live post-snowpocalypse.
UpstateInjuryAttorney.com studio.
Studio Inario.
Mm-hmm.
He likes that. I like that.
I like Studio Inario.
It sounds like a resort at Disney.
Studio on area.
Studio on area. So one, it's like a studio apartment.
Yep.
In downtown Disney. I love that. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, got a story out of Minnesota where cops respond to a noise complaint at an apartment complex, and they wound up joining in. What did they join in to?
Must have been a conga line. They jumped in on the back of that huge poodle.
Bad boy watched a movie like that the other day.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. It was, can't say what it was.
Don't say what it was.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Rough title.
It was a poodle, right? Oh, the America's Funniest Home Videos. That was like the biggest clip ever on there. It was the poodle doing the conga line.
Oh, yeah. That was I great. Remember that now.
All right. We'll take a little break. It's the Rise Guys headlines right after this morning.
Here's Madman 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys morning show. 93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Well, if you felt the earth move this morning, you weren't imagining things, because a 4.4 magnitude earthquake registered in Tennessee. It was shaking across the upstate, too. Reports from Paris Mountain to Greenwood, people were feeling this earthquake this morning, and it struck around 4:15 a.m. And there was an aftershock of 3.3, close to 13 minutes later.
That might have been why my dog was freaking the blank out. I didn't feel it.
She's probably like, why is Daddy up at 2 a.m. playing video games?
I was cleaning and moving stuff about.
That's also odd. What causes that? Like, I understand plate shifts and all that stuff, but...
Faults move. The plates on the fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're on a line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's faults all over this country.
Yeah. But aren't we specifically on one?
Yeah, it runs up through Charleston, right?
Yeah.
Can't remember if it runs up here or just run through the coast.
Hmm. So that was a 4, so what's a big one?
6 or 7 is pretty big.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is there any damage?
No, it's a small quake.
Oh. So this was a 4 and was small, but a 6 or 7's big. Like, what, a 10 would be the worst?
A 10 is destructive.
Yeah,
destructive earthquake. Yeah. Like the ones in San Francisco in 1912, I think it was.
And a lot of that was the damage that's caused with fires and things when, like gas lines get damaged and other things that happen.
The largest earthquake ever recorded was a magnitude 9.5, May 22nd, 1960, in Chile.
Wasn't it the big one in was it L.A. in the 90s?
Like a magnitude 10 earthquake would be a movie starring The Rock.
During the World Series.
It
went. I was thinking it was later, I was thinking it was mid.
That was like an 8.5 during the World Series.
It was just plenty destructive.
I was watching that live, and there were people just running across the baseball field, grabbing their families and stuff. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. And when that happened, I was in the kitchen talking to my mom, and I was supposed to go over the Bay Bridge at that time. But I was sick, and I was kind of waiting, and I wasn't going to go for an audition. I just went.
Yeah.
That's when I started working in television. I was interning.
Yeah. That was a 6.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that was destructive, but a 4 is not.
That's $5 billion worth of damage then.
God.
Yeah.
I was thinking it saw bridges collapse and holes open
the
up.
The scale's a little off.
That's 6.9. Sorry, 6.9.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a grunt quake.
Yeah, so if you get up to like 8, man, like if we had something like that around here, there wouldn't be any buildings left standing because they ain't built for that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So you think the 4 or whatever kind of feels like the construction we felt for the past 2 or 3 months?
Probably.
Yeah, so we're kind of used to that now.
Yeah, that's true. I would have just thought they were doing work on Garlington.
Putting our bridge in.
And some of the worst earthquakes happened like in Minnesota in the Great Lakes area. So it can happen anywhere. a major earthquake, not just in California.
Well, is the ground shaking?
Yep.
I can't walk.
Well, cops respond to a noise complaint in Minnesota. And this happened last week in our apartment complex. But when they got there, the guys weren't being too loud. They were, in fact, having a great time. They were playing the Nintendo game Super Smash Brothers. And the cops realized that, you know, they were just playing. And so they wound up joining in, competing with the gamers. So they found it was four guys playing this game. So they joined in and decided to play with them. And one of the guys says that their neighbors called the cops on them before and, quote, this is the same noise level that we've been having. And they did admit that they did drink beer a few times before, but this time they weren't being too loud. So they just put it on mute.
I wonder how, like, sheriffs feel about that. I mean, I understand it's probably community outreach and this and that, but, like, you see those little memes and stuff put out by – you know, police Instagrams and stuff. And it'll show like a couple cops playing football with some of the neighborhood kids or shooting some hoops. And I'm just wondering, like, if their boss looks at that and it's like, all right. Because I know, like, at Chick-fil-A, they always say, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, it's like, all right. If I looked at that, I'd be like, all right, put the football down. Get back to the precinct here. We got some paperwork to file.
But, man, I mean, Smash Bros. Is fun.
It is fun.
It's fun as hell.
Maybe they were close to their getting off time, you know?
I haven't even played the new one, but all the other ones are fun.
I'd rather do that than go sit in the parking lot of Tommy's Ham House for 6 minutes till time to shift over.
You know, and they're not doing anything wrong. I mean, I think San Andreas Fault was, like, one of the worst ones, right? Or trying to think of what...
Are we talking about Smash
Bros? Are you talking about Super Smash Bros?
No, I'm talking about noise. What's the other one? GT 5 or whatever.
GTA 5?
GTA 5. With the complaints with the police that game, sure. A lot of people were.
I think you just forgot we moved on to the second story.
I was just thinking of the cops coming to places where they were called. And reports of that game years ago, people would call and complain because they would hear people yelling. And
the one I've heard the most complaints about, as far as that goes, is Call of Duty games. All just nonstop rapid machine gun fire.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard about. We've done the most stories about police being called out because of Call of Duty games.
Mm-hmm. People think that they're actually shooting in the neighborhood.
It reminds me of growing up in Poe Mill when the cops would come by the neighborhood just on patrol and they'd stop and play baseball with us and stuff.
Boy, that never happened when I lived there.
Back when they still had the Oakland Raiders, Greenville County cars, the black and gray.
I'm going to show you boys how to bunt, especially you, McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very useful for you.
Yeah, he knew I could never beat one out. I was fat.
Not unless there was a cat nearby.
Yeah. Now they went in the window of the old closed-down church to get our baseballs back.
Oh, man.
They were real cool dudes.
Well, that was kind of nice to do.
Yeah. The deputies in Poe Mill were awesome when I was coming up.
Was there a blind guy in the church with a dog?
No.
Yeah.
Well, after they showed us how to get in there and we went in there, there was a dead rat on the steps that something had eaten most of. It was gross.
Oh. Like a wrestling groupie?
No, not one of those rats.
Mm-mm. Can you imagine?
I hope you took a communion wafer while you were in there.
Huh. Well, it's a big day tomorrow because the inductees will be named in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Def Leppard won the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote. So that's big news if you're a Def Leppard fan.
That would be the one that, to me, would matter the most. Like, truly. I mean, like, you want a bunch of stiff jerk-offs that are, you know, sitting there voting, thinking all avant-garde when it comes to music. You know the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame voters.
Yeah, it's one
dude,
right?
Who are the voters? Is it one dude? Nope. I mean, it's got to be more than one.
They're talking about this one guy you really got to appeal to.
I thought it was Priscilla Presley got the single vote.
That was it.
The queen of rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
Who is it? Joan Jett? Who goes in this year?
Well, topping that 547,647 fans, they voted for Def Leppard. And then the second vote, you talked about Queen of Rock, Stevie Nicks got 427,844 votes.
She ain't in?
No, she's not in yet. Maybe Fleetwood Mac.
She's the Dale Murphy of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She really is.
Dale Murphy also sings like a goat. You're right.
She's great.
Oh, man.
So also popular fan votes, Todd Rundgren, The Zombies, The Cure, And then Janet Jackson, Devo, Roxy Music, Rage Against the Machine, and Radiohead are making it to the top 10. So we'll see.
The old people voted.
We'll see who makes it tomorrow when the class of 2019 will be announced tomorrow morning.
So who's going in as the Hall of Fame and you know nominees? Or
we'll find out tomorrow. That's when the list will be announced. Okay, this is the fan vote that they did online. So
I don't think I get Radiohead. Two songs, right? Or is it just, you know, is there like a whole bunch of albums I didn't know about?
They have a massive following.
It's a lifestyle.
They have a massive following of people who like jazz, fusion, rock type weird music, man. I mean, they're when they played the States for like 14 shows a few years ago, two or three years back, dude, they sold out in like 5 minutes every show.
God. It's like $700,000 to book them.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I bet it's more than that, though, in reality.
I know mostly of Thom Yorke for when they made fun of him on SNL.
Yeah, because of his lazy eye. Or whatever it is.
He'd shake a lot when he sang.
Looks kind of like a golem.
Yeah.
Yeah, does the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame matter anymore, really? I mean, we always talk about it, and I always say no, it doesn't whatsoever at all.
I enjoy talking about it. I enjoy the conversation more than I care about the building or the program or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I enjoy, like, everybody talking about, do they belong in? It's that whole thing. Yeah. It's the Mount Rushmore conversation. I enjoy conversations about that because
everybody in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is Harold Baines.
What do you mean?
In somebody's mind, everybody who gets in is Harold Baines.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And then it can like turn into like racism and sexism. And then really, it does. I mean, you know it does. Do you remember when NWA went in?
Yeah.
And people lost their mind. And I was one of them because it ain't rock. Call it the Music Hall of Fame, and I'm down with it. Why we got to segregate everything?
I know. It's dumb.
Well, you know, and Kiss, the whole thing with them not getting in for many years, there was some.
I support that.
You support that, of course.
That's right. They should be in the Ringling Brothers Hall of Fame. No others.
Mm-hmm. All right, then.
None others.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Bunch of. They are the contrast to the fake preachers back in the 80s. They really are. They are the contrast to that. They're both just playing a role. That's it.
Yeah.
They're all just sitting back counting money behind the scenes. That's what it is.
And they're bitter now because when they took off the makeup and wrote some really good songs, nobody gave a damn.
Nobody gave a crap.
Sucked for them.
That's right. Fatboy, what is going on at Rise Guys Sports?
I've been dying to talk about this because I think I have it and I went to look for it yesterday. I think a Reddit user just probably stumbled upon what's going to become the most famous sports card ever now. And there's a stat behind it, too.
It ain't going to top Blank Face.
Think so? Oh.
Nothing can top Blank Face.
I don't know, but it's eerily creepy. I'll tell you about it soon.
Eerily creepy?
I went to look for it.
Yeah.
Because I had that whole set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I couldn't find it.
What year were you born?
83.
Okay.
But I'd go back to the jockey lot years later and get all this stuff secondhand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll find out about that and more next in your Rise Guys Sport.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
What are you doing for Christmas? Christmas? I mean, I got to get the Thanksgiving first. I'm going to give all turkeys back in the hood.
I'm with you. You want me to come?
You will. I appreciate it, though, big dog.
Hang on.
But I'm going to be in the hood giving out turkeys like me, no brown, baby. Trying to restore my community.
Oh, man. Matt, I got to give you credit. You showed me this yesterday. I'm trying to dying to talk about it when I saw it.
You want to say it again?
I was talking about it the whole day.
I want to see. Show me.
Well, Christmas is coming.
Oh.
Goose is getting fat.
Ain't the only thing.
There are a lot of famous sports cards. I guess the one, probably the most fun one, is the Billy Ripken blank face on the bottom of the bat. I don't know if it's Matt. You're the collector. Which one's the most famous?
What, like for like obscene faux pas?
Yeah, that's probably where this, you know, where this card here is going to fall.
The 89 Fleer, Billy Ripken, somebody, he later claimed he did it himself, wrote the F word and then face on the knob of his bat. So when he held it up in the picture, you could read F face, mm-hmm. the whole word.
Yeah.
Then they blocked it out and all this. And then Another one that doesn't have a whole lot of notoriety, but I think it's interesting, is the 89 Fleer, Randy Johnson. There's a it's him standing in the ballpark, but in the background, right over his shoulder, is an ad for Marlboro.
Which is not supposed to be, right?
Not supposed to be on there. So they had to airbrush that out. But this one's one that's been around for going on 30 years, and nobody noticed.
No. So what this is, it's an NBA card. It was in the, I believe it was the 90 hoop set. It was Mark Jackson when he played for the Knicks. And you see behind him, you know, you see the crowd. This is pointed out by a Reddit user. I don't know if anybody tipped him off or how he found it. But in the crowd, to the left of the card, you see two dudes sitting there.
Unmistakable young men.
And, you know, when they researched, this is definitely who they were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they look like they're very distinct-looking gentlemen.
The two men in the card watching the game from the front row were the Menendez brothers, Eric and Lyle.
Isn't that crazy?
If you don't know who they are, they murdered their parents.
If you don't know who they are, you're younger than me.
Yeah, I know. Go research it. There's tons of stuff on it. The odd thing about the card is it was later confirmed that the murder happened August 20th of 1989, during the summer.
Yeah.
They were arrested in March of 1990. So they were at this game between the murders and the arrest, watching it.
Isn't that crazy?
Was, now, there were people selling it on eBay, but eBay took it down because it was considered murder memorabilia, so that you couldn't list it.
But it's still, it's a, God, you can't you can't sell that card now?
No, nah, they're taking them down.
Could you still just list it as the Hoops Mark Jackson card and not mention the Menendez brothers, though? Because it's still just a card.
I don't know.
And there's million. I mean, that was one of the most overproduced basketball sets ever.
Yeah.
Like, literally, even the Jordan's worth like a dollar. And it's from 1990. You think that should be like hundreds of dollars? No, it's a, like a dollar or two.
So at this point, it's just like a cool memento to have.
Yeah.
Like a little
You
token.
Probably got one. If go to your mama's house today, go through your closet or old shoebox, you probably got it.
I'll just buy it.
But you can still sell O.J. Simpson's football cards on there.
Sure. That's fine. Remember, the only reason people want it is because of that.
You could probably buy his jersey, too, right? You buy a bunch of O.J. stuff on there.
I mean, he was not guilty of a criminal trial, but he was found responsible in a civil trial, which that counts.
So if you go look for it, it'd be a cool little hunt. See if you got it. It's official. It was released how former Clemson running back C.J. Fuller died. He had a blood clot in his lung, according to the autopsy report, lodged in an artery in his lungs. 22 years old. He had pulmonary thromboembolism.
Nailed it.
And deep vein thrombosis. Yeah, he had leg surgery. Sucks, man. I believe it was leg surgery. It's awful.
How do you think there should be? Like, that guy was like a, I mean, I don't know, world-class athlete, but he was a... obviously very fit, in-shape athlete.
Yeah.
Like, is there not by now, 2000, almost 19, some kind of machine that you can walk into and then scan you and say, oh, turns out you got this or you have that? They can do it. I realize it wouldn't be definite, but.
He was up there, man, with probably one of the greatest Green Wave running backs of all time. I put him up there with Eric Meekins. High on the list.
Eric the Red.
Listen to this.
They're green.
We don't talk a whole lot of hockey. We have to point this out.
We just
out.
Talked about it for 60 seconds. What are you talking about?
I know. Well, during the Blues and Panthers game last night.
It's not Swamp Rabbits. I don't care as much. Man.
Yeah, it's not. This would be cool if it happened in a Swamp Rabbits game. I'm sure it has, or it will. Robert Bortuzzo, might be Italian, of the Blues, he hit a puck right into the referee's, it says wiener on the story.
Goodness.
Wiener.
And the puck bounced off, said Wiener, into the goal. But it did not count.
The referee didn't get an assist?
Because there is a rule that says you cannot score off an official. Doesn't, break it down by body part, but just any part of the official.
Like, did the official go down?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if they wear cups or not.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, my God.
But what are you working with if you ricochet goals off it? Come on.
His name's Wayne Gretzky. Wang. Wang Gretzky.
I never actually felt a hockey puck till about a month ago at the 28-hour show.
Yeah.
Man, I wouldn't want to get hit with one of those dang things. That would hurt like hell.
Oh, here we go. He's taking it. Oh, boom. Yeah, he went straight down.
He's not even close to the goal at all.
He should win 10 grand from Carlton for that.
I want to work in real quick. We played the Steph Curry audio. He said that we didn't walk on the moon.
Yeah.
Maybe he was tongue-in-cheek. But NASA said, look, Steph, if you want proof that we were on the moon, we'll show you the proof. They're kind of calling him out.
Ask him for those missing 3 minutes, then. Ask him where those are.
So,
we're beaming it to Australia, and it messed up.
They offered him the proof. We'll see if he takes it up.
He might.
So they're NASA tweeted Steph Curry.
Yeah, they're like,
who is that, though?
I don't know.
You can't be NASA and tweeting out.
Well, NASA isn't up to anything else. We don't really have a space program anymore.
Was it a Buzz Aldrin Twitter takeover? Who was on there?
Q&A.
Their spokesperson, Allard Butel. Or maybe it's Allard Buttle.
That'd be awful if it was Allard.
Allard Butel.
Rise, guys. Sports.
Thank you, Fat Boy. That would be a great punishment, wouldn't it? Have to take a hockey puck to the junk.
Oh, that would be rough.
We do have a punishment to talk about at some point this morning. But coming up next, it's the top five Rise Guys parody songs of 2018. Yesterday, we counted down the top five Fat Boy Diet songs. But next, the top five all-around Rise Guys most played, requested, and downloaded parody songs. Right after this.
Your home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I listen to Morning Show all the time.
Can't get enough of it.
And 93-minute rap blocks all day.
93.3 The Planet.